I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
Oh, sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. Man, I'm so excited to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. If you missed any parts of our first 2 hours, I hope that you'll go to the website, get signed up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I woke up this morning and I felt terrible. I had like a fever behind my eyes. I mean, I wasn't even sure I could get out of bed this morning and do this program. We started out with our CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com, and today's topic actually happened to be this product here called Cold Buster, and another product which is called Immuno 7. We talked about our immune pack, and we talked about, you know, taking this stuff. So live on air, I took one of my Chosen Generation Radio cups. I put some Resvante into it for, you know, good flavor, and it makes you feel good. Put some Resvante in, 2 scoops of the Immuno, and 30 milliliters of the Cold Buster, and drank it with water right here on air. And then we went into break, came back out of break, and I am telling you, I'm doing jumping jacks! I feel fantastic. I really do. I feel great. So I encourage you, go to CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. Use the code ChosenGenRadio and get on track. Improve your health today. And improve my health. And improve my health. And I believe it will improve yours. I can just tell you, that's what it did for me. All right, Don Jans is my guest. Don, welcome. Great to have you, brother.
Great to be here. Missed you last week.
I know. Well, I was traveling last week. I was coming back, or actually, I was going to the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, and I actually played the program on Tuesday, a bunch of interviews from it. I've got a few more in the can that I'll be playing over the course of the next week. And Trinity Health Freedom Expo will also be live again on the 18th and 19th of February. But yeah, it was a great conference in Chicago. Met some wonderful people, and very excited about some of the things that are going on with regards to that. And the battle that's happening to take back Chicago, to rebuild Chicago. Chicago was a great city.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But you, like so many companies, left it.
Well, because
you followed Tyson, did you?
Huh?
You followed Tyson and Bowie, and the door is open. They just can't close it quick enough. The companies are just fleeing.
Well, and they're fleeing, unfortunately, because of the leadership.
Yeah.
And the direction that leadership is pushing. However, again, I met with some people who are pushing back against that and working very hard to try to take Chicago back. So
San Francisco is, I don't know who's leading the pack, San Francisco or Chicago, but one of those two must be at the top of companies fleeing from their streets of crime.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, it's really horrendous.
Well, communism cannot, it does not work. It can't. It's impossible for communism to work. And I don't, obviously the Democrat Party doesn't know that. Obviously some people in America believe that if we do things just a little differently, if we don't have those drab green hats, maybe if we have bright blue hats or bright orange hats, then communism will work. Folks, it can't. I don't care what color hat you're wearing.
So tell me why. Why is it that communism doesn't work, Don? What are the key components? We got about 7 minutes.
Well, first of all, let's go back to a couple of basics. Communism is, it goes beyond being an ideology. It's really a theology of the state. Theology of the state in that they believe that the state must control everything. Everybody has to conform to their theology. That is the superiority of the state. And they also tell us that we all have to be the same. We have to have the same ideas. We have to have the same goals. We have to have the same desires. We all have to be exactly the same. We're not the same. They tell us that we are not really human beings. We're just another animal. Even though the Bible tells us quite clearly that we are the only aspect of creation that he used his hands to create. And he made us unique and different from each other. We know that we all have different DNA. We all look differently. We all have different desires. Communism says, no, we're going to throw all of that aside. And we are going to demand that everybody have the exact same ideology, the exact same beliefs, the exact same desires, and we all have to be the same. We're not. We're not animals. We are special creations of God. So they're denying basic truths. And when you start to deny basic truths, it doesn't work. You can say, I can jump as high as I want, but folks, gravity will always work. God's laws always work.
You mean what goes up must come down? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's happened from the beginning of time. I don't believe it's going to change.
It certainly doesn't appear that there's going to be a radical readjustment of that idea. If I took this cup and I tossed it up into the air, not only would I see the contents make a rise, but then I'm going to see all of it come crashing down in a pretty large mess right here on my desk.
Absolutely. And it'll happen every time.
Without question. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, here we go, right? You know, it's, I mean, you know, what goes up must come down. It's just kind of the way that works.
And that's a fact. You can argue with it. You can deny it even. But it always still exists. And this is with communism. They argue with the facts of humanity. Mm-hmm. They deny the facts of humanity. But it doesn't matter whether they argue or they deny, they still work. We are different. People are different. People have different desires. Some people desire to be extremely wealthy, and they will do absolutely anything to get there. They're going to do that under communism or under any other system. Some people say, I want the government to take care of me. Well, there's going to be different results under each one of them. And so when you deny the facts of nature, when you deny, frankly, the declarations of God, you put into force something that's completely opposite,
right,
cannot function.
Well, and that, you know, I think bringing it back to that is so important to understand as well. You know, I always reflect when I have these conversations on a lecture that Steve Bannon gave. I don't know, it's probably been almost 10 years now, but he talked about that you can't, that free market and capitalism works only within a moral structure. Because otherwise it does lead to a tyrannical type of result.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be that, you know, you mentioned it just a moment ago, those that want to pursue after wealth. And there's not anything wrong with wanting to pursue success, but the pursuit of success without any form of moral boundaries, that is what leads ultimately to destruction. And not only is it going to destroy the individuals that they step on to get to that place, but it's ultimately going to destroy the person who's making that pursuit.
Absolutely. We've been told many, many, many times that in our republic, and we are a republic, we are not a democracy. We don't understand those differences. Those differences are extremely fundamental, and they're playing out right before us today.
Yeah.
Lenin told us, he said, democracy is indispensable to socialism, and socialism is the gateway to communism. And there's lots and lots of reasons why that's absolutely true. Okay. Lenin was absolutely correct.
Right.
Now, in a republic where the law is the supreme ruler of the land, you have to maintain a moral society. And when the electorate of our representative becomes immoral, they will then elect immoral people to represent them. When the evils of hell within a society start to prevail, tyranny, the forces of tyranny follow almost immediately thereafter. The evils of hell, the forces of tyranny, are brothers. They support each other, they promote each other, and as we become more of an evil society, the forces of tyranny will become more prevalent.
Well, and that's the reason why, folks, I've been, you know, encouraging my guests and encouraging those that are talking about, you know, government, because, again, we're not anti-government. We are for the constitutional republic. Government that is by the people, for the people, from the people, by the consent of the people. And what we have today is we have tyrants. We have tyrants that are sitting in power, and unfortunately we have a clergy that has decided to preach Romans 13. Right after this, we'll talk about it.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Don Jans. Don, ask me that question that you asked in the break, if you would.
About the election.
Yes.
Do you? The polls, of course, are telling us that there's going to be a change in both the House and in the Senate. Can we believe the polls? Will it happen? Or will the election be decided by vote counters? And if in fact, the polls are correct, will there be a change without a change in leadership, without a change in direction?
So, first of all, I'm very, very concerned about whether or not there will actually be this red wave. The more there's a conversation about the red wave, the more that certain groupings are convinced that, oh, we're going to take back the House or we're going to take back the Senate, the more concerned that I become about the voter turnout necessary in order to make that happen. We're going to have to overwhelm the system or we will not prevail and the red wave won't happen. Because there are mechanisms that I believe are in place to try to make sure that it doesn't happen. That's number one. Number two, even if we get the House and we get the Senate, my greatest concern is that there's going to be a sense of, oh, we won, let's celebrate, we have a victory here, and then go back to sleep again. Now, I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that folks have awakened, not become woke, but awakened to the point that they will remain engaged. But it's going to take that consistent engagement in order for anything to actually change. And to your question about leadership, yes. We need different leadership in the House and different leadership in the Senate, or nothing will change.
Mm-hmm. I concur. We can never forget that the communist movement, tyrants, say, everybody come and vote. Everybody come and vote. However, we will count the votes. And we have this mentality in our nation today. Pelosi has told us she's not really concerned about whether they're going to prevail or not. She knows they are. Well, she also said that in the 2020 election, and look what happened.
Yep.
We did not change our voting habits or where the Supreme Court said, for instance, to the in Pennsylvania, you cannot count those ballots that are not official ballots with official dates. And what does the council say? Hey, we'll do what we want to do. We can care less what, what the Supreme Court says.
Yeah.
And this is the mentality that prevails in many, many areas.
Well, and then the other problem that exists as it relates to this is what's happening in our churches and in our pulpits, where we have so many that are suggesting that, well, we just need to bow down, we need to do what they say. It's the same thing that Niemöller fought, it's the same thing that Bonhoeffer fought, and it's the idea that... And they fought it in a different structure. It's, I mean, it's a big part of the reason why our founders came here to America. I was talking about it in the last hour in the first segment. I was watching on the History Channel the history of frontiersmen, and they had Daniel Boone. And they were, you know, talking about Boone and different exploits and things that he did. And in one particular instance, there was a battle between Boonesboro and potentially being slaughtered by the Indians. And the Indians were being funded and backed by the British, who were using the Indians to try to wipe out so that they could create a Western Front. And in the war, in the Revolutionary War. And the Indians used fire, and they had the fort was starting to burn, and rain came. Rain came and put the flames out. God sent rain to put the flames out. And nowhere in the History Channel's documentary, they acknowledged the story of the rain, that it really did happen. And I looked it up, and yes, it did happen. Never did they acknowledge God's intervention on behalf of our founders or on behalf of Daniel Boone, a man who said, his own testimony is, the religion I have is to love and fear God, believe in Jesus Christ, do all the good to my neighbor and myself that I can, do as little harm as I can help, and trust on God's mercy for the rest. Sounds like a Christian to me.
The story you just told about Boonesboro, there when George Washington was on Long Island and the British had him totally captured, the British sat back that night and they had their dinners and they went to sleep because they knew they were going to capture George Washington that next morning. However, Washington then sent a message over across the river and said, guys, you've got to come. Send everything you can, everything we can use to get back across the river. And so we had that massive exodus from Brooklyn. Now, a couple of things happened there.
All right, we're gonna run out of time. We got 20 seconds, and then we go into a break. If you can come back for just a few minutes to finish that story on the other side, that would be wonderful. Can you do that?
I will.
Okay. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My very special guest, Don Janz, My Grandchildren's America. You can find Don at CG Contributors. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Don Jans. Don, go ahead. You were going to share several different points about Washington and about that situation there, and then I'd like to add to that with what I just shared with you in the break.
So it looked like the final had arrived. It looked like the British had captured Washington.
Yeah.
That night, several things had already taken place. Normally, the British would have had their armada, which was out in the Atlantic. They would have had it in between Long Island and Manhattan. That's where the armada would have been. However, the wind wasn't blowing. They could not get in. Remember, they had sails, and they needed wind to move.
To move those no big wind. Ships.
They
yep.
could not move. So the river between New York or between Brooklyn and Manhattan was completely open. The other thing is a heavy fog set in that night. Now, normally, that was not abnormal. But normally, the fog would lift early in the morning. Well, it comes to be 7:30, 8 o'clock, and all of the soldiers still have not evacuated. A lot of them have, but a good number of them had not, and General Washington had not. About noon or so, General Washington and his horse got on the last vehicle or the last boat moving across the river. Almost immediately, the fog lifted. The British charged the location of where the army, the colonial army, should have been. There was nobody there. And the only explanation for these rarities is God. is God intervened, and we've seen this happen many, many times. We saw it happen with the Israelis when they needed a couple of extra hours. And what did God do? He stopped the sun and gave them a couple of extra hours. We as Christians have to take real, real comfort in these phenomena. They are acts of God. God watches for us. God has our best interest in heart, at heart. And if we only trusted him more, if we trusted him completely,
amen,
so many of our situations would not be what they are.
No doubt. Well, and so what I was going to share with you is that, you know, we know about the story of Ben Franklin and Ben Franklin standing up.
This is the Constitutional Convention.
Yep, at the Constitutional Convention and saying, you know, every day during the war we prayed, yet we have not opened up our meetings, we've not opened up our conversations about what's happening here with prayer. And, you know, and he makes comment. He says, you know, God intervened on our behalf. Okay? But my point is that when that story is retold by so many today, the intervention of God, like what you just talked about, you know, the lack of wind, the story I shared about Daniel Boone and the rain coming down, putting out the fire in the fort. I mean, that's miraculous. The issue of the other areas where there was a fog that came that hid Washington as he made his passage, where there were just so many instances where this British force, which was the greatest, we don't realize how significantly superior Britain was on land and on sea compared to our just little tiny militias, okay? And yet, we overcame all of that. And how many times God changed a circumstance or a situation and intervened on behalf of our founders and on behalf of the revolutionaries, it really is absolutely stunning and amazing. And that is what Benjamin Franklin is holding on to. It's what he's banking on. It's what he's talking about, that every man in that room knows. Every man in that room is aware of those stories because they lived them, so they know them. So Franklin doesn't have to explain all of that to those guys, but we should be.
We should understand that. And when we go back and when we look at what happened after they began to pray,
yeah,
they moved forward and they used primarily the Virginia Constitution as their format. And what happened is they discussed the discussion, will we be a republic or will we be a democracy, was a very active discussion during the Constitutional Convention.
Yep.
Now, never forget that these delegates to that convention were students of government. They knew government. They had studied the history of government. And after their discussion about republic or democracy,
and students of the Bible, we should add.
Yes, they were. Well, but when I say students of government, don't forget that government is discussed very much in the Bible.
Absolutely.
And they use that. They use many different. But the scriptures were at the very root of everything we are today. Mm-hmm. And they then decided very, very dramatically that we will be a republic.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, they endorsed republic unanimously. People don't understand this. But when they voted on democracy, it was unanimously defeated.
Yeah.
We are not a democracy. What's the difference? The biggest difference is that in a republic, we have the rule or the law that is our supreme ruler. The law dictates what we can or cannot do, regardless of what the majority wants.
Sure.
In a democracy, the majority can and will do anything they want. And
yeah,
that's why we're...
Well, and it's so critically important to recognize, too, how much they looked at things like 1 Samuel 8 and 9. How much they recognized when you really understand and look at our Bill of Rights, when you look at the structure of the Constitution, when you look at, you know, each of the articles and you break those out and understand how it was that they structured this so that the people kept the power. So the people, not the power, but the rights, which they understood was really the most important aspect. Yes. Okay? Power is fine, but rights are what secure you. If your rights are guaranteed and the one or the entity to whom you give power only has power to enforce and protect your rights, now your rights are untouchable. Mm-hmm. And that is what our founding fathers intended, was that our rights would be untouchable. We have allowed progressives and socialism and communism to come in and redefine what rights look like, what they are. Rename them, in fact.
Vladimir Lenin stated that liberty is so precious, it must be rationed. And that's where we are. Our founder said, no, liberty is so precious, it cannot be rationed. And this is the difference in our political philosophy today. This is one of the reasons communism does not work. And I dare say there are many, 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 probably well over 70%, of the America, of our people in our government today that would not have supported our revolution, nor would they have supported the adopting of the Constitution. I'm going to, and I do have to run, but one other thing is I'm going to put in a commercial. Much of what we are discussing right now, I go into great detail in my latest book, Republic or Democracy, Does It Matter? Folks, it does matter. And our founder said it absolutely matters.
100%. All right. I'll let you jump. Thank you, Don, so much for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. Again, you can find Don at CG Contributors, Chosen Generation Radio, CG Contributors. Click on his picture and you will, or his name, Don Jans, and you'll go directly over to his website. He blogs every day. Encourage you to read those blogs, and he's got great books that are out, including the brand new book.
It's down below. I see it.
Oh, there it is. Yep. All right. Republic or Democracy? Does it matter? Republic or Democracy? Does it matter? So important, because it does matter, and it's the question that Ben Franklin was first asked when he came out. Do we have a republic or a democracy? That tells you how important that conversation was. And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. And that puts the onus on us. Don, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate it. God bless you, my friend. All right, folks, we're going to take a little break here. And then when we come back... Hang on, there we go. All right. When we come back, I've got some more information I want to share with you, and something big coming up tomorrow that I'm planning to be at, but we'll see. But I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to be there. Let me close this segment out by playing this little piece for you, and this will be our very first commercial that we're going to play. All right, I'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Shooting gallery up there. That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
it's not fun to watch somebody die. And they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard question, why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
All right, the real January 6th. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this continued break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Yeah, And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Want to let you know that tomorrow, there's a couple of big things that are happening down here in Texas. President Trump is holding a rally, but there's also, prior to that, going to be a great event that's taking place down in South Texas, and I am hoping, it is my plan to be working this afternoon on being able to be there. It is an event that involves a number of great grassroots leaders. Sheena Rodriguez will be there. Victor Avila will be there. No Bull Radio is helping to put this event on. And it is going to be in Gonzales, Texas. Gonzales, Texas. It starts at noon tomorrow. Great event taking place down there. It is a America First. Come and take the Freedom Ride and Rally. GOA Texas is one of our sponsors. The America Project is another one of our sponsors. Texas for America First. We have America First speakers. Stephen Woolliford will be there with GOA, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, Victor Avila, Agent Under Fire, Wes Verdell, and Mark Lloyd, the America Project, Bianca Gracia, the America Project, Laura Gutierrez, Tracy Haynes, Jacqueline Klein, Maria Miller, Texas for America's First, Brandon Burkhart, and it is scheduled that I'm supposed to be there as well. Well, I'm working on transportation. I've just got to be honest with you. That's the issue that I'm working on right now, is finding a ride for my son and I to get down there so that we can participate and be a part of this. But it looks to be really a great event, and I hope that many of you will come. I know there are individuals that have said that they plan to be there, and so we hope that you will join us. Again, this is in Gonzales, Texas, tomorrow at noon. Gonzales, Texas, tomorrow at noon. And it is Come and Take It, Freedom Ride and Rally. And one of the main sponsors, of course, is No Bull Radio, our good friends at No Bull Radio, the America Project, Gun Owners of America, Texas, Save Texas as well. And in addition to that, Texas for America First, the Freedom Train Caravan. So bring your flags and your patriot gear. Arrive early to ride to line up for the caravan, and then we'll have guest speakers as well: George Rodriguez, Stephen Woolliford, Victor Avila, Wes Verdell, and Mark Lloyd. That is in Gonzales, Texas, tomorrow. It starts at noon. Get there early. And that, again, is Come and Take It, Freedom Ride and Rally. And it is my hope that I'm going to be there, too. So there you go. All right. Let's see. What else do we have going on? More information coming out relative to the FBI. FBI sought dossier contributor as source before interviewing him. That, I think, is a significant story. Truss has resigned as UK Prime Minister just 6 weeks after taking post. The shift that's happening in the UK is significant. Again, look, what's happening around the world does impact us. And as believers, we need to be concerned about those things. So I remind you this scripture, Galatians 2:20. I hope you'll pray this with me as I pray right now. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father, if there be anything in me, wash me and cleanse me in holy blood and holy fire, and purify my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Thank you, Father God, that I have a new nature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that I have been washed and cleansed of all unrighteousness and that I am clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Thank you, Father God, that you made me fearfully and wonderfully. Thank you that you spoke into my soul about my value in you. Oh, I receive that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, that you have called me and you have called everyone watching and listening for such a time as this. You have placed us here in the here and now for your plan and for your purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against the perversion that has come upon our land, the darkness that has come upon our land. Use us, Father God, for your glory. Use us, Father God, to push back against the darkness. Let your light shine through us and bring change. And we pray, God, for the churches that have embraced wickedness and sin because of hopelessness and a lack of understanding the truth of the power of the cross of Christ Jesus. We don't speak condemnation because, Lord, you said in your word that condemnation is already in the world. We speak forgiveness. We speak empathy. We understand the compassion of the heart that wants to embrace and show love. But we also know, Father God, that love without conviction and love spoken into a reprobate and severed conscience is not going to bring back or bear fruit of salvation. So we ask, Father God, for conviction in the hearts of those who still have in their conscience the ability to be convicted of their sin. And we ask, God, that those that are walking alongside of them would speak truth and love in the name of Jesus Christ at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process surface, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical...